I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be part of the show. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Kim Jones rolling with you on this Tuesday night where everything is about Joe Judge here on the Fan. Plenty of your calls to come. I'm here till midnight sitting in tonight for Keith McPherson. He'll be back, and we look forward to him being back in the very near future. Right now, I look forward to talking with Trey Wingo. Trey Wingo's on the line, and he's, of course, the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey's brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Trey, it's Kim Jones here on The Fan. Thank you so much for a few minutes.
Cam, no problem. Good to be talking with you. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice again. What was your reaction around 5:30 or so p.m. Eastern when we all learned that Joe Judge was fired?
What were they waiting for?
Listen,
there are plenty of numbers, right? Since Joe Judge took over as the Giants head coach, here are their offensive numbers. Points per game, 32nd, which is last. Yards per game, 32nd, which is last. Yards per play, 32nd, which is last. Mm-hmm. Red zone efficiency, 46-something%, 32nd, last. I don't know how you can justify bringing him back. And I heard in the update there, after that bizarre rant after the loss to Chicago, where he said things that were patently false and completely not true. And then, we're going to be hard-nosed, so we're going to go two straight quarterback sneaks back up in our own end zone in what would look like a wishbone formation. It was a disaster. There's no other way to describe it. And it's even worse than that when you consider, this is the third straight coach that hasn't gotten to a third year. Mm-hmm. So that's, as much as that's the coach's problems, that is a massive management problem. They had to clean house. There was no other option for them.
What was amazing to me, Trey, is, it kind of had the feel for most of the season, including down the stretch, that they were going to live with, some of the really bad losses. They had lost Daniel Jones, so there was that understanding, I think, from ownership for sure. But that Joe was somehow going to survive with next year being all important. And it's really amazing to me that he almost talked himself into this firing by some of the things he said in that rant. Including what you alluded to, but also the idea taking on Ron Rivera and a Redskins team in sort of a passive-aggressive way that I didn't think was fair, especially for a guy whose team had a brawl during training camp when Joe Judge made all of the Giants run.
Yeah, that was ludicrous. And, he tried to say that wasn't what that was. Of course that's what he was referring to.
Of course.
And I don't know if there are the Bill Belichicks and the Andy Reids and the Mike Tomlins in the world. Ron Rivera is right there,
yes,
being one of the most respected head coaches in football. You just don't – what are you doing by saying that? Why would you go down that road? My God, he fought cancer last year, and his team made it into the postseason.
Yep.
And one of the things I thought was really interesting about the whole Joe Judge experience is that nothing happens in a vacuum, right? You have to take things in context. Mm-hmm. People were very excited last year in New York when they were in it down the stretch of the season, and then they got upset when the Eagles pulled their players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were only in it because the NFC East was historically terrible. They didn't have a team that won the division with a winning record. So it's the idea that he had done this really great job his first year was not looked at through the real prism because everyone was terrible. If any other year he had had those numbers, we'd be like, yeah, this wasn't very good. But somehow, because the division was awful and they managed to hang around for a while, Joe was looked at as being a much better first-year head coach than he actually was.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up, Trey. I've alluded to it earlier, and I'm here till midnight, so goodness knows I'll get to it at some point. But that the weird part of that season last year was the Giants were really in almost celebratory mode that they didn't get embarrassed down the stretch of that season against the Ravens. I was at home watching that game that day. I never for a second thought the Giants had a chance to win it. Now, did John Harbaugh and the Ravens embarrass them? I think that answer is no. But my goodness, I just felt like the bar for the Giants has been set so low lately. And it's amazing to me that with his voice, Joe Judge couldn't even meet that bar anymore.
And that's the really sad thing. Like, the Giants are a premier franchise in the history of the National Football League. There's no way around that. But they're the only team, the only franchise over the last 5 years that has not at one point had a winning record.
Right.
They're the only team that can make that claim over the last five seasons. At no point were they ever above 500. And that can't be acceptable in New York. It can't be acceptable for a franchise that gave us Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin and all those things. It's just not acceptable. And the idea that somehow, some way, up until this very last game, mm-hmm. that it might have been possible made no sense to me whatsoever. And just throwing this out there, mm-hmm. with the loss on Sunday, since the boat photo was taken, the Giants have the worst record in football at 22-60, and second place is the New York Jets at 22-59.
It is unbelievable. I mean, the two teams that share MetLife Stadium, and, you know, I'm on NFL Network, so me getting home games is predicated on, you know, everyone basically in the football world caring at least to a degree about the teams playing at MetLife Stadium. Trey, I can't win that anymore. I rarely win that anymore because both of the teams, although I do think you could argue, I don't want to take the left turn exactly on this, but it's fair to ask you, I do think you look at Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, some of the leadership, a really maturing Quinnen Williams, C.J. Mosley, who I think this league largely respects a great deal, and a Wilson who has improved. He actually did improve down the stretch of the season. And I can't believe it would sit well with John Mara and the Giants that right now it would be a slam dunk that the Jets are the team in this city that are at least on the right track.
Yeah, listen, of course, as we all know, it depends on Zach Wilson's mm-hmm. continued maturation because it's such a quarterback-driven league. But, yeah, I believe in Robert Saleh. And they, you know, the Jamal Adams trade turned out great for them. You know, it actually did.
No, it did, yeah.
That was a very good organizational decision. And Quinnen Williams has been great. This whole Mekhi Becton thing is becoming a disaster. But that's a whole separate issue. But you do see the potential of possible hope with the Jets. And the Giants, it's just like we're just doing this again and again and again every 2 years.
Trey, you know this league. Trey Wingo's here, by the way, with me, Kim Jones. I'm filling in tonight till midnight. You know this league so well. Do you get a lot of feedback on either what the Giants should have been doing all along or should be doing now, or the idea that others, you know, kind of saw this fall from Joe Judge coming?
You know, I talked to a bunch of people that knew Joe when he was up in New England as a special teams coach. Because the one thing about a special teams coach, you get to work with all players.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's different than being a position coach.
Right.
And they, I'm not going to name a name, but one of the guys that coached them is like, look, I like Joe and I understand him, but like he would talk to me as a 10-year veteran, like I was a freshman in college or a freshman in high school. And at one point, I had to say to him, Joe, you don't have to tell me this 10 times. I got it.
Right.
I understand. There was a frustration level, you know, of like just he had to continually repeat something and make sure that like I'm the guy and you're the player.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of very similar to what we had with Bill Belichick, his first go in Cleveland, with Josh McDaniels, his first go in Denver, Matt Patricia, his go in Detroit. They all think they're Belichick without establishing the Belichick record. Like, this Belichick coaching tree is quite frankly awful. The only people that I think have done a good job of coming out of the Bill Belichick coaching tree have been Brian Flores, who I cannot for the life of me figure mm-hmm. out why he got fired in Miami, mm-hmm. and Mike Vrabel, who actually never coached under Bill but played under Bill,
right,
and has done an amazing job, mm-hmm. and he should be the coach of the year, in my opinion, by a mile.
Yeah, what he did without Derrick Henry, one of the best players in this league, was absolutely remarkable. Trey, do you, I mean, you just mentioned Brian Flores. Do you have a sense, or have you gotten any sense on, you know, where the Giants should start? Because, you know, we all knew the GM search was going to start in earnest tomorrow with virtual interviews with John Mara, Steve Tisch, et cetera. But now they have a head coach to hire as well, presumably after they hire the GM. Any names that you can think of or that you like?
Well, I don't know why every team that has a head coaching job wouldn't talk to Flores.
Okay.
And I can tell you that Chicago already has a scheduled interview with him.
Okay.
Look, let's just go over the Brian Flores thing for a minute. When he was hired in the first year, they told him, do not win because we are tanking for
right.
Tua.
Right.
That was the management philosophy.
Okay.
And Brian Flores basically said, F that. They got blown out the first 2 weeks of the season. They found a way to right the ship. And his first season, that last game of the year, they went up to New England with nothing on the line and knocked Tom Brady and the Patriots out of the two seed and into the yep. wild card weekend, where they lost to Vrabel, giving Chiefs mm-hmm. the bye in the two seed, which they rode all the way to Super Bowl 54.
Right.
And, you know, this year, again, with Flores, they started 1-7. They won a seven-game winning streak in November and December. They're the only team in NFL history to have a seven-game winning streak since the 1970 merger in November and December and not make the postseason. So they get knocked out after losing to Vrabel. And what do they do the week after when they have nothing on the line? They find a way to beat the Patriots again, you know?
Right.
And I just – that, to me, speaks volumes about what the players think about Brian Flores. So – I don't know why every team that doesn't have a head coaching opening isn't going right to Brian Flores.
You know, Trey, I'll let you go after this because you just hit on something that I absolutely love. I think players tell us far more with their play
absolutely.
On the field than they do when yeah. they are asked at a podium or a Zoom, what do you think yeah. of this head coach, this coordinator, or someone of that ilk?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a great example of
okay.
that, okay?
Yep.
Like going into the final game of the season – the 2-13-1 Detroit Lions
yes.
were actually 10-6 against the spread.
Yep.
Of the,
wow.
They were one of
say that again.
That were yeah. The 2-13-1 Lions were actually 10-6 going into the final week of the season against the spread.
Wow.
And I think they made it 11-6 against the spread with the way that game played out. So that tells me that even though they're losing, they're fighting their asses
yep.
off. Like, they are battling for their head coach.
Yep.
And of the six other teams that were 10-6 or better against the spread going into the final week of the season,
mm-hmm.
five of them had either won their division,
or play.
Had a chance to
yep.
win their division, or could have made it into the playoffs
yeah.
with a win if the Colts had beaten the Jags. So you're right. The play on the field tells you more than the record how they feel about
yep.
their coach. The Dolphins loved Flores, and the Lions players loved Dan Campbell.
Interesting. You know, I covered Dan when he was a Giants tight end, and when I've
yep.
seen him more recently, you know, a pro day here or there, whatever the case, combine, you know, I say to him, whenever you talk, Dan, we all gathered around because you had so much to say, and he poo-poos
yeah.
that, and I can't say, you know, I saw it coming, Dan Campbell would be a head coach in this league, but I'm certainly
yeah.
not bowled over by the idea. I mean, he always had that
yeah.
in him, always.
Yeah, he has a presence. Like when he
was
the interim coach of Miami for a while,
yep.
we sort of like funnily, like we called him Man Campbell because, you know, he's just such a, you know, he's such a dude,
yes.
you know, but like he has a presence about him.
I know.
I really look, the Lions have been a cursed franchise,
yep.
much like the Giants have been recently, but I hope they turn it around for his sake because they fight hard for him.
I do too. And last thing, I don't know anyone else who can use the biting ankles or what was he biting?
Bite kneecaps.
Biting kneecaps line and like and not be like laughed off the podium. But that stuff, he does it because he's really
yeah.
authentic with it, in my opinion. I mean, everything about Dan that I know of, you know, again, having covered him, he's real
yeah.
and players like
yeah.
real much, much, much more than the other stuff.
Absolutely. He is who he is and he makes no apologies for it.
Trey, you're absolutely terrific. That was and is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Trey, I can't thank you enough, and I wish you well in the new year.
You got it, Kim. Anytime. Take care.
Thanks so much. Trey Wingo with me, Kim Jones, here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.